It was a really cool course. It was mostly like a nature trail, the Totem Park Nature Trail. There was like a half mile of pavement leading up to it. So there's a half mile of pavement at the start and finish line. So the rest of it was just this really cool trail. And it was great. It was pretty flat. So it was a good trail for the kids to run fast on. They had to cross a river at one point. There was a bunch of salmon spawning in there. The night before, we were told that we might have to change courses because there was a bear scare. So there was a lot going into it, but it was pretty cool. I think the kids liked it. It was kind of adventurous in a way. So it was good.
And you had talked about the sore legs last week, but running on trails as opposed to pavement feels really good on sore legs.
It's better. Yes, it's better than the pavement. So that was good for them, I think.
So how did the kids feel about their races?
Yeah, you know, it was good. The last 2 weeks, I would say, were very good races all around. And this week, it was still good, but a little bit up and down. We had some kids perform really well. Some kids perform not as well as they have in the past, which I think is just natural. It's something that's going to happen over the course of a season. But again, overall, we did good. And it was a really competitive race, as in there were Sitka, Grace Christian from Anchorage. There was the Juno school. So there was a lot of really fast runners. So that was different than anything we've competed against, any competition we've had previously. But our kids still fared pretty well. And what was really good to see was looking at the teams that we're going to compete against in regions. We did really well in that kind of matchup. So that's really encouraging moving forward.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious how the runners and how the team as a whole has changed since the beginning of the season. You guys have been running together for 6 weeks or so now?
Yeah. That's a good question. I think that we're a pretty tight-knit group at this point. That's something that I have really emphasized, was building a team. And just a really, you know, building that camaraderie and that connection amongst each other. And I think we've been pretty successful with that. So I think the main change, you know, not just physically, but the main change is just how connected everybody is and the overall connection and camaraderie amongst the runners. And myself, too, because I was new. You know, a lot of these kids hardly knew me. So we all have a deeper connection, I think, now as opposed to the beginning.
And this weekend, you're going to Ketchikan.
Yes.
How are you preparing for Ketchikan? If I remember right, it has, this is me remembering, you know, 20 plus years ago, running cross country in Ketchikan. It has some really steep hills.
At the beginning, you run up one long steep hill.
Yes,
and then you turn around, and then it's all flat from that point. So it's a hard hill to start out, but it's good because it's the beginning, so they're not going to be really tired from the rest of the race. The challenge is going to be not burning themselves out on that hill at the beginning. And then the rest of it, though, is flat, and it's around a lake, so it's kind of scenic and nice. So it'll be a good course. And as far as preparing for it, as I mentioned last week, this is our last intense week of training. So we're just going to be pushing hard. We're going to be getting after it. And then dialing back for regions and state afterwards. So basically, we're pushing hard. We're going to do the best we can to catch a can. And then pull back a little bit and get refreshed for regions.
All right. I like how you said regions and state. You're just
confident. We'll be running in state
All
for
right.
sure.